The dragonling pushed itself out of the wreckage of its shell, its scales still glistening with whatever residue was still inside the eggshell. It stood on wobbly legs for just a moment before collapsing, clearly too exhausted to manage walking just yet. Despite my terror, I felt a wave of sympathy for it. "Here," I crooned, reaching my hand out. Part of my brain was screaming to get away. What if it bit me? Were dragon bites lethal? I had a general overview of dragon riders from my history lessons, but knew very little about the beasts themselves. How the hell was it even alive? That egg looked dead. Hesitantly, I ran a hand over its trembling hide. It was cold to the touch, and still a bit slimy, but the scales were smooth. They shimmered sapphire in the lamplight, and the ripples of iridescence on each scale transfixed me. Dragon scales were incredibly valuable, and while illegal to sell, I knew there was a black market trade for them. Was this what Salcom had meant for me to find? Not just the heart of a dragon, but the rest of it too? But why? And why wouldn't he just tell me that? The dragonling made a strange sound deep in its throat, akin to purring, its back vibrating from the force of the noise. It lifted its graceful neck and turned to me, meeting my gaze with luminous orbs of molten fire. The moment it did, lightning struck me. Okay, maybe not literal lightning, but it sure as hell felt like it, and I toppled back with a gasp, clutching at my chest. A bolt of pure energy had slammed into me, and with it came a wave of feelings and sensations, elation, confusion, curiosity, but most of all, a deep, gnawing hunger. "Hello!" A childlike voice echoed in my head. "Do you have any food?" I stared at the dragonling. Are you talking?" "Of course I am talking." The dragonling cocked its head at me, as if wondering whether I was a simpleton. "All dragons can communicate with their riders." What? Sweat broke out on my forehead, and I rubbed my suddenly clammy palms on my thighs. "No, this is a mistake. I'm not a dragon rider." "You are now,"